Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 25th June 2021. Top stories for today. The National COVID-19 Immunization Program Coordinating Minister Khairi Jamaluddin assures the public that COVID-19 vaccines are being sent to vaccination centers and states as soon as they arrive. Khairi explained that the utilization of the available vaccines currently stood at 90%. He said all targeted vaccination exercises depended on the supply received. Separately, Khairi also announced that the government is aiming to expedite COVID-19 vaccinations for those working in essential economic sectors, such as the construction sector, as well as the plantation and commodities industry. This comes after an announcement made by the Transport Minister Dato Sri Weeka Siong today that more than 51,500 from the transportation industry are considered frontliners and have started the vaccination from today. Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun and Tan Sri Rais Yatin said the proposed hybrid parliament session can take place in late August or early September this year. In a joint statement, the speakers of the Dewan Rakyat and Dewan Negara said that a grace period is still required to sort out the required mechanism for the said hybrid meeting system. On the international front, Japan said it would send 2 million additional doses of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to Taiwan and Vietnam. Arrangements were being made to also send 1 million doses each to Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia and the Philippines. Wealthy nations are being pushed to provide more doses to the global vaccine sharing scheme COVAX to cover a 200 million dose shortfall. Taiwan will tighten border controls to keep out the highly contagious Delta variant, requiring arrivals from Bangladesh, Britain, Indonesia, Israel and Peru to be placed for 14 days in government-run quarantine facilities. Meanwhile, an indigenous group in Canada said it had found the unmarked graves of an estimated 751 people at a Mariville Indian residential school, just weeks after a similar smaller discovery rocked the country. And in Britain, the country will next month publish plans to allow fully vaccinated people to travel unrestricted to all countries except those with the highest COVID-19 risk, in a boost for travel industry wrecked by the pandemic. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.